Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you.
To you.
To you.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday again.
And today we can finally talk about a subject that
we haven't talked
about. That we've
about
been keeping in.
Since the summer.
Since August.
Since August. Wait, August?
Oh, yep, yeah. Because you were the first person that I called when I found out.
Yeah, on Zoom.
No, it was Skype. It was FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Same shit.
So, I smell Cappy. Oh.
Again.
No.
I didn't get it cleaned because the guy wanted to come and charge me like double the price when he comes all the time. I'm like his best customer. I'm like, why are you going to try and charge me more? Like, I don't know your prices. Scam.
For those of you wondering and who heard the intro of from last week, there's always cat pee issues.
Ugh, no, you're making my house sound gross.
No, your house is immaculate.
Immaculate?
Is that a mom word?
No. Well, I'm pregnant.
Cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. Me and Amanda are pregnant.
Oh.
What the f***?
It's awesome. It's honestly so, the coolest thing ever.
It really is.
You know, someone put it so perfectly, and I forget who it was. It was either mom or someone. But like, people try to make this happen all right. The time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, and I remember when I found out you were pregnant, I was like, okay, hopefully by baby number two, we could be pregnant together. Right? I feel like it's always been a dream of ours.
Yeah.
To have kids together.
I know.
And, you know.
And
now
then,
it's happening. Yeah, so we're like 16. I think it's less than 16 weeks.
It is. It's like slightly less than 4 months apart. Yeah.
Three. Yeah, because you're December 30th.
January, February, March, April.
January, February, March. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So it's like 3.5. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing April. And yeah, so it's been so hard to like
keep it a secret.
Yeah, especially because, you know, we've been doing this podcast and every week we're like trying to think of things to talk about. And, you know, even with our guests talking about pregnancy and all that, like,
oh my God, she's like biting her tongue every single week.
I know, because I'm like, at least I'm like learning stuff from other people. But yeah, so I'm 16 weeks.
So what fruit are you this week?
I am an avocado.
You're an avocado.
I love avocados.
Aww.
Oh my God.
My baby child.
I know. And what fruit are you, miss?
We are, what did I say I was? A cantaloupe? Or a coconut.
No, you're a cantaloupe.
I'm a cantaloupe.
Wow, that's holy big. Shit. That's a big fruit.
Big freaking baby.
That is a big baby.
4 pounds, almost 4 pounds. We find out tomorrow because me and Brett are going to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they say on the What to Expect app that
3.5 to 4 pounds.
3.5 to 4 pounds and 16 to 17 inches long.
That's insane.
He's humongous. He's in my freaking ribs though.
Yeah, you said that.
Like, I couldn't sleep at all last night. I was a little annoyed with him.
Poor thing.
I know.
It's not his fault. He doesn't have a lot of space. Yeah, I can't wait to feel my baby move inside of me.
Ooh.
Right? Like, it's like a feeling that...
It's like, honestly the coolest thing
Yeah,
ever.
Like, I love, like, laying on your belly and feeling your baby move inside. But, like, what does it feel like when it's inside of you? Like, that, to me, is, like... The craziest.
It's so crazy.
Thing ever.
You're going to feel it in like 2 weeks.
I know.
You know, they say at 18 weeks is what, literally on the 18th week, I was Googling, mm-hmm. when do you start feeling baby kicks?
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, in that moment was the first time I ever felt it. And it was just like, it felt like a, they call it quickening.
What is that?
That's, I don't know. That's what they call it. But it felt like gas bubbles at first. And I'm like, what is going on here? I don't have gas. And then mm-hmm. I saw like a little bit of movement and felt it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know,
it was so cool. And then by the time I got home from South Dakota, it was like full on kicks. Like at 21 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've gained like 6 pounds so far, but I haven't weighed myself this week, so it might be more.
I'm going to give you a little piece of advice.
Don't weigh yourself.
Don't weigh yourself.
No, I know. I don't. Listen, I'm so excited. My belly is just starting to pop. I know a lot of people were asking me like how I hid it for so long, but like,
She really wasn't showing.
I wasn't. So everyone's like, how did you hide it? September, October. I didn't have a belly. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. I like, even now my mom's like, you have nothing there. And I'm like, no, it's by the end of the night. I have like a full blown belly like now. But like
stand
in the
up,
morning,
ugh,
I can't wanna make me stand up right now.
Pregnant lady, stand up. How many times do you make me stand up to show you my belly? OK, I see it.
Yeah, like the end of the night, it's because I have not skipped a meal. You can bet your bottom dollar that. But in the morning, I still can like suck it in a little bit. I remember when you were at that point too, where
yeah,
it was like you could still like suck in and have like a somewhat normal.
I think about till like 19 weeks, so I was like able to suck it in still.
Yeah, I know at 16 weeks, you weren't even showing yet.
No, I was flat as a board. I showed you that picture.
Right, but
I'm also 92 inches taller than you.
92. Yeah, I know. So it's hard to compare. Like, so one of my best friends, Daphne, she was pregnant. Literally, our due dates are like 2 days apart, but like a year ago.
Yeah.
And she's still taller than me. She's like she's shorter than you,
she's a little taller than me.
So it's crazy because all our doctor's appointments are literally on the same day, a year apart. So she was showing me pictures like to see how like her bump was progressing.
Aww.
So I was like, oh, I hope by Halloween I have like a little bump, because I knew I wanted to announce it to the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I figured I would do.
Yeah. It was perfect timing.
Yeah. And it kind of just popped.
Best announcement ever.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, and it did. It popped.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're so happy. We're so excited. And I mean, it's just so crazy, right? Both of us are first-time aunts and first-time moms together.
I know. The boys are so excited.
I know. They really are. They're so excited. And they're, like we said it and we've talked about it on the podcast, like they've gotten so close.
Yeah.
And you guys are moving 10 minutes away in like a month. So it's just going to be like the best next chapter of our lives. I can't even believe it.
It's going to be so fun.
Like, we're both going to have babies next summer. What?
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
What are we going to do with babies?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I know. It's just a little shopping we've been doing, though.
Oh,
like,
my God.
We went to Nordstrom and
both picking stuff out, and I was like, all right, I'll buy that for you. And you were like, all right, I'll buy that for you.
Carly got us Yeezys, so like, def not giving those away.
Oh, maybe my baby can borrow them.
I know. I have to get matching.
Yeah. Totally. So, yeah, we're so excited. Mom's so excited. I posted a vlog. So this is going up Thursday. I posted a vlog. Hopefully.
Wait, with everyone's reactions.
Yeah.
But you don't have mine.
I know. So what happened was, when I first found out, obviously it was a complete surprise. And Amanda was the first person that I called on FaceTime. So I don't have her reaction.
It was like late at night or early in the morning.
No, it was like,
it was FaceTime and it was, I think it was late at night.
I think I called you at like 2 a.m. and you didn't answer. And then you called me back in the morning.
Yeah. But you wouldn't. I remember you and Anthony were sitting on that couch in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah. I called you and then I called Danny.
Yeah.
And none, both of you didn't answer. And then in the morning, I think you called me back and then I told you. So, yeah, I don't have Amanda's reaction, unfortunately.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah, totally.
I mirrored what your reaction was.
Yeah. No, it was definitely shocking, but you know, now it's 4 months later and I'm so excited.
The best news ever.
I know.
Literally.
I know.
The best news ever.
So happy like dad knew, you know, like I got to tell dad. Because what's crazy is I knew for like 3 weeks before I told anyone. So I waited till I had it was like six weeks that I went for my first ultrasound. And I wanted to make sure that there was a heartbeat and all that. Obviously, I didn't never done this before. So we went for our first appointment, and then the next day we went and we told everyone. Everybody. Like, not everyone, my parents, his parents.
Dad.
Right. So I'm so happy, like, I had that moment with him.
He was so excited. Oh my God,
I know. And I you know, I posted like a little like clip on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The full video I played for Brett that's going to be in my vlog. He was just like, I'm going to have two. Like, he was just so excited. He was going to have two, right? Like, he was over the moon for one, but now, like, two. He was just like, he couldn't wait.
That shirt you got him, though, he would wear it every time he saw freaking him. Day.
I know. I know. It's been, I just keep, like, looking. I was, like, rewatching that video, like, 100 times, and I was just so upset with him. It's just so sad.
It is sad. I think, like last week or 2 weeks ago, I was watching the video of like when we told him in,
I know,
was it May or May?
Yeah.
And it was just like,
I know,
you know,
like the right in the middle of COVID.
Right in the middle of COVID.
I know.
Yeah. Because we drove down from New York to tell everybody.
I know. Like, thank God you're not in New York anymore.
I know. Honestly.
So crazy.
There's a lot of crazy shit happening in New York.
I know.
Wait, but can we just like, just to lighten the mood for 1 second? Mm-hmm. Brett and I were driving over and we pulled up Aunt Dana's like Facebook page whether your political candidate doesn't win and you want to leave the country, just remember I'll sell your house,
and then puts her name and number.
I'm like, that is such a perfect response.
I know, because she does real estate. She's so cute. I know, I saw that too. I was cracking
up.
Oh,
she came over last night. Did and she? With her new car.
I know.
Oh, it's so cute,
so nice, right?
I know, she's so happy.
So happy. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in beauty and beyond, so they are always in conversation with their community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. The result is products that condense the best of beauty and are inspired by real routines. So I just got the Cloud Paint Duo, which is Glossier's best-selling gel cream blush, but in a set. You can pick two of your favorite shades and save, which is awesome. The Cloud Paint is formulated to be seamless so it doesn't look cakey or unnatural and glides right into skin without settling into pores or lines. I personally love to apply the cream blush with my fingers, and I just like to dab it into my skin, and I'll also use it on my eyelids and also my lips to kind of give like that beautiful flushed look all around.
Luscious, luscious.
It has a lightweight texture, which is sheer and buildable, and it has a naturally dewy finish.
Get the Cloud Paint Duo by visiting glossier.com/podcast/related. For a limited time, new customers get 10% off your first order. Certain exclusions apply. That's Glossier, glossier.com/podcast/related.
Speaking of cars, you know what's actually really funny is, so obviously my car was stolen. Both of our cars were stolen back in June 30th.
Yeah.
So it took about a month for insurance to handle it and everything. And we were supposed to go car shopping the first week in August. And something, he was working or something happened, and we ended up going the next week. Thank God, because I was going to get a two-door sports car. I mean, the two-seater sports car, like literally with just two seats in it. It's just like something I've wanted forever. And I was like, all right, I had the Range Rover. I want a two-door car. I mean, a two-seater car. And thank God, because I would have been stuck with a two-seater car and I would have had to go get a second car.
Right.
So I ended up getting the truck because I knew there was going to be a car seat in the back.
Yeah, that was good. Like, talk about perfect timing, right? That's so funny.
So crazy.
I know. Now we both have our mommy mobiles.
I know.
Yay.
So crazy.
Yeah, we just went out to dinner to this little spot across from where our house is being built. And... excuse me. They have the best sweet potato fries.
Oh my God, they have the best regular fries.
Like just fries in general.
Yeah, I'm so full, it hurts.
I know, it's so good. But we went and snuck into the house and it's getting built.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good.
I know, there's no light, so we all had our flashlights on and we were like, you know, sneaking through the house. I was just thinking that. It's so beautiful and it's such perfect timing. I know your due date is the 30th and you're supposed to close like what, 2 weeks before?
The 22nd. Yeah.
You know what? And if for whatever reason you don't get in before the baby, it's fine because you know what? Get your painting done. Get all the things you want to get done because once you're living in there, you're not going to want to do it. And it's going to be something that's pushed aside and it's going to be something that you're going to like not be happy about. So while you're still at mom's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Get whatever you need done. And we were just saying we're going to, before we know it, we're going to be laying on your couch with the fireplace with the little baby.
I know.
It's so crazy.
It's going to be so crazy. I can't believe it's like sooner than we could imagine.
I know.
Like 8 weeks left. Maybe.
Right. And that's full term.
That's full term. I just have a feeling I'm going to be early. Like I just have this.
I know. But you
feeling.
Know what? We had a feeling you were having a girl also. And true. Guess what? You're having a boy. So I feel like. I feel like with pregnancy, you just have no.
You just don't know.
You really just don't know when
just
he's ready.
Just the luck of the draw.
Right. And then unless, right, if he's breached, then you can plan a C-section.
True. So we'll find out tomorrow. And then I think they say up until 34, 36 weeks, like, then you have to figure it out.
Right.
Like, from there. Yeah.
Crazy.
I would like to plan a date. That would be kind of cool.
You know, I always said growing up, like I would prefer a C-section. But the only thing that I was saying to Anthony, which I think is so cool, is like if you're having them natural, like the baby comes when the baby's meant to come. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously some people need a C-section. And of course, that's like
right.
a necessity. But like if you had the choice from day one, like I think it's just kind of cool, like to know that like he or she comes when
like
they're meant
divine
to come,
timing.
You know? Divine Wait, timing.
Can
yes.
I just tell you something freaking weird?
Yeah.
So I get the excuse me, the emails every day from What to Expect app.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you get them every day now?
I don't get emails, but
oh, you don't get the emails?
No. What
so
are the
I get
emails?
An email every single day. It said to me today, like you are 31 weeks and 6 days or whatever. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah. So yesterday night, me and Brett were eating dinner downstairs and I got the email and I open it up and it's so weird. And then he grabs the phone from me and he's like, I need to read all about this because I can guarantee you he's probably talking to Anthony about it outside right now.
Please read it to me.
Well, first, the first thing that it says when you open up on here is 8 things to know about weight gain during pregnancy. So I was like, no, reading, not reading that, scrolling down. And then the next, like, you know how it has like a bunch of different like
sections,
things?
Totally.
Yeah. So the next one is orgasm during birth really possible?
What?
I know. I was like,
no.
What? So I'm like, it's called a birthgasm.
It's a real thing?
It's a real freaking thing.
But don't you have an epidural that you don't feel it?
I was like, what?
Wait, read this to me. I have to hear this.
Here's what research has to say about orgasm during birth, along with why it may occur and what women who've experienced it says it feels
no.
like. And I open it and we're sitting there eating dinner and I'm like, what? Like, I've never heard of such a thing before.
Never,
you?
No.
No. So he grabs a phone from me and he's like, I gotta read this.
Can you read it to me?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
So it says you've been prepared by friends, family, and even your doctor for the intensity of birth. So it might be pretty hard to imagine that while you're delivering a baby, you might also experience the polar opposite, the extreme pleasure of an orgasm.
No.
But there's convincing evidence that a handful of women do climax while laboring. Practitioners who work with these women say that the intensity of the feeling isn't about sexuality. It's about love related to feelings of relief as well as euphoria at welcoming a baby at long last.
Hmm.
Here's what you need to know about orgasm during childbirth, or birthgasm as called by some. Right?
Wow. Yeah. I'm
right?
hoping that everything's numb so you don't feel any of that.
I was like, give me all the freaking drugs.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel shit. But hey, all the power to people who want to. I just
yeah,
don't.
God bless.
Yeah. I think all of Alex's births were natural births.
No epidural.
I think she had an epidural for the first one, she said. And then everything else after that was natural.
She didn't want to?
No.
There was there's this girl that had a at-home birth in her tub and put it up on YouTube. And oh my gosh, I watched it and it just looked so painful. So,
that was the water birth, you mean?
Yeah, like anyone who does that, like superwoman. Like,
oh my God.
That's like a superpower.
But you know what they don't tell you about everything that happens after you give birth out of the vagina?
What?
You remember, like, I don't know. It just seems like it's probably the... No? You're shaking your head like you don't want to hear it.
No, go ahead.
It's just painful.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like recovery for regular, like...
Yeah, but you know what? I was actually just with a couple people over the weekend. One of the girls had 3 kids, and she said that, like, she was having sex, like, a month later, and that her vagina is, like, back to normal after 3 kids, till. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a positive. Yeah. You know, obviously there's going to be recovery, but either way, though, C-section, you're recovering from a surgery, you know what I mean? So it's like, either way, obviously the thought of that, a head coming out of...
But, like, think of it this way. It's a head and also 2 hands.
You mean 2 shoulder blades?
No, because the doctor has to, like, stick his hands. Oh. Whole hands. Right? Like, I was, like, me and Brett, like, Google weird shit. And it was just, like, weird. Like, it was, like, not weird, but it's normal. And, like, people do it, obviously, every single freaking day. But it's scary. I'm scared.
Yeah, I would lie if I say I'm not scared. But I'm, like, I feel like everyone says the same thing, that, like, it's painful, but then once you're holding your baby, like, everything's forgotten. And if it was so horrible and painful,
people wouldn't have more than one kid.
And,
like, what about the people who have, like, 6 to 10 kids?
Right. Like, and, like, I was just saying at dinner, and Anthony gave me a look like, you're crazy. Like, how I feel during my pregnancy, like, I'd have 100 more kids. Like, I
wish my pregnancy one day. Was like yours. Yeah.
I know. And, like, I'm just super, super tired, and I have, like, I feel like my energy's kind of low. But, like, other than that, like, I feel great. I'm, like, for once in my life, not, like, on a quote-unquote diet, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of indulging and enjoying myself. And
that's what it's all about, man.
I love it. It's, like, free. I feel free.
And you're wearing all the comfy clothes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I went to Aerie again.
They need to be paying us.
It's too late. I already own their entire store.
Literally.
So it would have been nice to get a little gift card from them.
I know.
You know that, like you said, same. She was the one who told me about it, but it's just everything's so baggy and comfy. Like, I literally, everything I own is skin tight. My sweatpants were like 00s or like extra smalls. So I just went out and bought mediums and everything. And I'm living. I've been wearing like no makeup. My hair is a mess every day. And I just don't even care. And I don't.
And it feels awesome, right?
Yeah, because I'm growing a human and I can do whatever I want.
That is right. And you know what? Like, I'm like obsessed with pregnancy pants, like maternity pants that come up to my boobs. Like,
yeah, I haven't tried them
yet.
Give
me all of them, honestly.
Yeah, I need to try a pair of yours.
I should give you my Spanx. You would really like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so comfortable.
Totally.
I don't think I could wear them anymore. I think I've outgrown those pair.
Mm.
But they're really cute.
I can't wait for your baby shower.
I can't believe it's coming so soon.
I know.
Crazy. Wow. I have to get a dress. Brett was saying he did the credit card bill. Like, because Brett does our finances, which I like so appreciate. I like have no interest in doing our finances.
Yeah.
But every month, like, we'll go through and he'll have like questions about charges. Like, is this something you charged or what the like, how much did you spend on clothes?
Should I call
and
cancel it and say that it was fraud?
Yeah, right. So this month he was like, how much money did you spend on clothes this month? I'm like, I literally grew out of everything in the last 30 days. Like, everything.
Yeah, totally understandable.
Totally. But I bought probably like 9 pairs of these pregnancy pants. I never want to take them off.
I can't wait to try them.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah, they're like the whole, like, I know you got the pregnancy jeans, but like the thought of ever putting jeans on again is like disgusting to me.
The jeans actually have fit me quite nicely since 21 weeks. And like, I haven't outgrown the legs, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. But my belly is just getting bigger and like that stretchy piece on the top, which is good.
One thing that's so annoying about pregnancy.
What?
Having to pee every literally
5 seconds.
Oh my God. I get up at least 5 or 6 times in the middle of the night to pee. Like, that's nuts. Like,
it only gets worse.
How?
It gets worse.
That and like my boobs. My boobs are just so sore.
They hurt still?
Yeah, they still hurt.
Wow.
I wake up and like it feels like I got hit with like a brick wall.
So when I was in my second trimester, I think I After like week 14 or 15, they stopped hurting. And then it started again recently. Like now I can only wear a sports bra.
I have not worn a real bra in I don't know how long.
Yeah, I can't wear a regular bra. It hurts. But again, airy sports bras, bomb.
I've been wearing Calvin Klein ones.
Yeah.
My regular undies are still fitting me, thank God.
I had to go.
But I'm sure each week it's just going to get...
I went up like 2 or 3 sizes in underwear.
Well, your belly grew 3 to 4 sizes times bigger.
Yeah. Wait, so you're posting the vlog this week? When are you posting the vlog with everyone's
reactions? It's almost done. So probably tomorrow. So it'll probably go up like the day before this goes up.
I wish you had my reaction. Yeah. I know. When I came to tell Carly, I like hid the camera.
I know.
And she legit tackled me to the floor. But like I didn't even make it that long.
I literally peed on a stick and I called you right away.
That was exactly what happened. I mean, I was in South Dakota, so like you wouldn't have been able to tell me in person anyway.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yep. And then you swore me to secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told Brett.
Well, I mean, that's secrecy is Brett.
I know, but I was
if you were home, he would have been on that phone call.
I know.
So excited. No, it's freaking awesome.
I know. No, so good. But
we have to get some cute bump pictures together.
Well, who do you think had the best reaction?
His mom's reaction was like really cute. The end of it, she was like crying. Here, you know what? I'm gonna play it in here.
I remember because like, didn't he say something about Rocky? Look at. Hold on. He's right here. He like does these humongous movements.
It's meant to be.
So sweet.
Right? Crying, so cute. I loved her reaction. Dad's reaction was epic.
Dad always has the best reaction.
Honestly, everyone's reaction was like awesome, except for Mom was just so shocked.
She was beyond, like, shocked isn't even the word.
I know.
Like, if there's a word that's even more shocked than shocked.
But she just wasn't expecting it. But like literally like right after we stopped recording it, then she got so happy and so excited. I think it was literally the last thing she was expecting, because right, like she was just so happy you were giving her a grandbaby that was, you know what I mean? She was so content with, there was not even a 1% chance that anyone else was giving her a grandchild. You know what I mean?
Right.
In her eyes.
So. No, for sure. It was legit like
pure shock.
Pure and total shock. Yeah. But she's so freaking excited.
Yeah. What about Brooke's reaction?
Oh, she cried.
Started crying. I don't have her. I wish I had hers on camera too. That was awesome.
That was really good.
Yeah. Everyone, it was just so nice.
Everyone's just so happy. I think that, you know, again, it was more of a shock when Carly told everyone than when me and Brett told everyone.
Right.
Because like, it was just kind of like, you know, the natural progression and like what people expect and like, when are they going to tell us type of deal. And then, you know, a couple months later, Carly comes along.
Here I am.
Here she is.
I'm pregnant too.
Yeah. Oh my God. The best though.
Oh my goodness.
Lucky babies.
I know. They're going to be best of friends.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we're getting close on time. You want to do some shout outs?
Let's do some shout outs.
And we can pick this back up next week.
Hey, if you guys have specific questions regarding, you know, life, love, and the pursuit of happiness, like, please feel free, drop the questions down in the comments. And
yeah, any questions you guys have. Also, we have our Instagram page now, The Related Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely check DMs on there. And, you know, maybe we could do a quick Q&A next week. I can also...
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I can post about it on my story. We could do it live also. All right, so let's do our daily shout outs. Kay Sandoval X3. Hey girls, this is one of my favorite podcasts that I've been listening to before going to work and starting my day. I've been listening to this podcast religiously and I've learned so much, and it always puts me in such a great mood after listening to it. Thank you both Carly and Amanda for doing this. You both have been so inspiring and amazing. I feel like I'm in there with you guys. Hopefully one day I will be putting it out into existence, LOL. Love y'all and wish you both the best of luck on your podcast. P.S. My condolences to your family. Sending lots of love.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We hope you're listening to this on your way to work. And we hope your day is off to an amazing start. And your weekend is going to be even better.
That's right.
That's right.
Yay.
We love you.
You guys are literally my sister. I love you both so much. Listening to your podcast really makes me think how much I want to be better myself. Been a huge fan of Carly forever now, and I'm a huge fan of yours as well. Love you guys. XOXO, love. Mm. Lex, Lucky. Mm. Oh,
we love you.
We love you.
You're the best. Yay. And you guys, your support means the world to us.
So
much to us.
So, yep. so much.
Yeah.
For reals. Why don't you snag a quote, Miss Carly Sue?
Wait, do you want to hear the heartbeat of my baby?
Yeah. So cool. Is that at the doctor?
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's so cool.
That was at my 8 weeks, I think.
Do you know how fast the heart is beating?
It was like 169, I think. It was fast. Yeah. Wow. I go back tomorrow, though, for my monthly checkup. Let's find a quote. Everything grows rounder and wider and weirder, and I sit here in the middle of it all and wonder who in the world you will turn out to be.
Aww, I love that.
I love that. That's cute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode.
Thank you, thank you.
We will be back next week, so make sure to come on back next week.
And tune in again.
And check out my vlog if you want.
YouTube. I'm sure that'll be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So stay safe. Have an awesome weekend.
We love you.
And we love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Peace out.
Chapter 1, Wayfair welcomes you to the neighborhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the neighborhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus, You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves the potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.